Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Equality, What It Means and Why It Matters is a short nonfiction dialogue by Thomas Piketty and Michael J. Sandel that examines one of the central political and moral questions of modern democracies. Rather than presenting a single author thesis in a conventional academic format, the book unfolds as a structured conversation that brings together economics, political philosophy, history, and civic theory. Its purpose is to show that equality is not only about income distribution, but also about dignity, democratic participation, market limits, and the social conditions that make freedom meaningful. Drawing on Piketty's historical and economic analysis and Sandel's critique of meritocracy and market society, the book argues that inequality should be understood as a multidimensional problem with ethical consequences. It is aimed at readers who want a concise but serious exploration of how societies justify advantage, how markets shape public life, and what institutions might better support solidarity and democratic equality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, equality as a democratic and moral foundation, not just a policy target. The book begins from the idea that equality should be understood as a basic requirement of democratic life rather than a technical objective to be managed through policy alone. Piketty and Sandel treat inequality as a condition that affects more than material living standards. It also shapes who feels heard, who feels respected, and who can participate fully in common civic life. This makes equality a moral question as well as an economic one. Their discussion pushes beyond narrow debates about redistribution by asking what kind of society citizens are trying to build. If large gaps in wealth and status distort political power and social trust, then equality becomes tied to the legitimacy of democratic institutions themselves. The book is therefore not content to ask how much inequality a society can tolerate. It asks whether democracy can remain healthy when class divisions become self-reinforcing and socially corrosive. That framing gives the book its distinctive tone. Equality is treated as a civic principle that structures public life, not as a sentimental ideal reserved for progressive rhetoric. Secondly, the critique of meritocracy and the moral damage of success narratives. A major theme is the author's rejection of meritocracy as a complete or morally innocent way of organizing social rewards. Sandel, in particular, argues that when societies overstate the role of merit, winners are tempted toward arrogance, while those left behind are encouraged to see their situation as personal failure. The result is not simply inequality of outcome, but a deeper inequality of status and self-worth. The book treats this as politically dangerous because it turns social hierarchy into a moral hierarchy. Success begins to appear deserved in a total sense, even when it depends on inherited advantage, social privilege, and institutional design. Piketty complements this critique by showing that unequal societies are not neutral merit competitions, but historically produced systems shaped by power, taxation, education access, and accumulation of wealth. Together, they suggest that meritocracy can legitimize inequality instead of correcting it. The point is not to deny effort or talent, but to challenge the idea that market outcomes are a reliable measure of human value. In doing so, the book makes a strong case that a decent society must recognize contribution, dignity, and citizenship more broadly than market rankings allow. Thirdly, decommodification and the case for limiting what markets can buy. One of the book's most concrete arguments concerns the moral limits of markets. Piketty and Sandel discuss the idea of decommodification, meaning that certain essential goods and services should be protected from pure market logic. Education, healthcare, political voice, and other core social goods are treated as examples of things that lose value when they are handled only as commodities. The reasoning is not anti-market in a blanket sense. Instead, the book argues that markets are useful in some domains, but damaging when they define access to essential capabilities or public goods. When people must buy their way into basic opportunities, inequality becomes self-perpetuating and social trust weakens. Decommodification, therefore, serves two purposes. It protects dignity, and it reduces the power of money to structure life chances. The book presents this as a practical democratic tool, not a utopian slogan. It suggests that societies become more equal not only by transferring money after the fact, but by organizing schools, hospitals, and civic institutions so that they are not governed primarily by purchasing power. This makes the argument especially relevant to debates over public services and social citizenship. Fourthly, historical inequality, capital accumulation, and the politics of redistribution. Piketty brings to the dialogue his long-standing historical approach to inequality, especially his focus on how wealth accumulation concentrates when returns on capital outpace overall economic growth. While the book is much shorter and more conversational than his larger works, this framework still matters because it explains why inequality tends to persist unless institutions actively counter it. The book emphasizes that rising inequality is not a natural law. It is shaped by taxation, inheritance rules, labor organization, education systems, and political choices. From this perspective, redistribution is necessary but not sufficient. Governments can tax income or wealth, but they also need to reconsider the rules that allow privilege to reproduce itself across generations. The conversation therefore connects economic structure with political agency. It asks, what kinds of policies could weaken the transmission of advantage without undermining democratic legitimacy? Progressive taxation, stronger public investment, and broader access to education and health are presented as part of a larger strategy of social equalization. The strength of this section is that it grounds equality in historical analysis rather than abstract principle, showing that different policy regimes produce very different distributions of power and opportunity. Lastly, democratizing institutions through worker voice, participation, and solidarity. The book does not treat equality as something achieved only through state redistribution. It also asks how institutions themselves might become more democratic. One important idea is greater worker participation in corporate governance, which reflects Piketty's broader interest in shared power rather than ownership concentrated at the top. This moves the discussion beyond taxes and welfare toward the internal structure of economic life. If workers have little say in the organizations that shape their livelihoods, then formal political equality does not translate into everyday economic democracy. The book also links equality to solidarity, arguing that citizens need institutions that encourage mutual recognition rather than social fragmentation. That includes attention to borders, migration, and climate, where inequality is shaped by global as well as national forces. The authors do not pretend these problems have easy fixes, but they insist that equality must be thought about across multiple scales, workplace, nation, and world. This broadens the significance of the book. It is not only about narrowing income gaps, but about redesigning institutions so that people experience themselves as participants in a common project rather than isolated competitors in a market society. In conclusion, Equality, What It Means and Why It Matters will be most valuable to readers interested in political philosophy, public policy, economics, sociology, and democratic theory. It is especially useful for policymakers, students, managers, and general readers who want a concise entry point into contemporary debates about inequality without losing intellectual seriousness. The main benefit of the book is that it does not reduce equality to a single issue such as taxation or welfare. Instead, it connects material distribution, moral legitimacy, market limits, and civic participation into one coherent framework that gives readers a broader way to think about social justice than many books in the same category, which often focus either on data or on moral argument alone. Its dialogue format also makes it more accessible than a standard academic monograph while still preserving depth. What distinguishes it from similar books is the collaboration between a leading economist and a leading philosopher, allowing the discussion to move between empirical structure and ethical meaning. Readers come away with a clearer sense that equality is not a slogan but a design problem for democratic societies, how institutions, markets, and values can be arranged so that dignity and freedom are shared more widely. If you would like to support Thomas Piketty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.